Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The commemoration of Job. Remember Job? When you say the word Job, many people associate his name with patience. Recalling the words of Job, the Lord gives and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But if someone says, my life is like Job's, they're not talking about patience. They're claiming Job's name because there's multiple troubles in their life. Multiple occurrences of tragedy, sickness, and death. My life is like Job's. How do you respond? I've heard people say, I'll pray for you. I've heard people say, it can't get any worse. Just hang in there. Or, God will not give you any more than you can handle. My life is like Job's. We should not be surprised when trouble comes into our lives. In fact, in Job 5, it says, just as sparks fly up from the fire, so does trouble come into the lives of all humanity. From the moment of life, there is trouble. Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. One commentator said, this is the grinding away of life. In my agricultural mind, I picture this, that our lives are thrown into a hammer mill. And the hammers keep beating and beating and beating. There's always the threat of tragedy, sickness, and death. When I would do prison ministry, people would ask, what's it like going into a prison? And I would say, it's pretty intimidating when they slam the doors and you're locked in there with the prisoners. There's no way out. You are locked in until someone comes and locks the door. When I shared this with someone one time, they said, I'm not in prison, but I feel locked in. I feel trapped. I feel trapped in the troubles of life, and there's no way out. There's nowhere for me to turn. What am I supposed to do? My life is like Job's. Certainly, Job experienced this trappedness, you might say. How is he to explain his life? A righteous man. But trouble in his life. Multiple occurrences of tragedy, sickness, and death. By an act of God's grace, Job comes to understand that there's a tomorrow to his life today, his life full of troubles. I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last, he will stand upon this earth. The words of Job, hopefully engraved into our hearts, into our minds, into the opportunities we have to share with others, but to focus on that word Redeemer. The one who releases the prisoner. The one who lifts up the one who is trapped. Trapped in the troubles of life. Redeemer. The one who brings hope and certainty to today. Because there is a tomorrow. There's a tomorrow in the lives of those who believe. And for Job, as for us, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, the one who paid the full price to release us so that we are free in this life, free from sin, free from death, and free from the evil one. To know that there still is going to be trouble, but to know the certainty that God brings to us in Christ, that our life is in Christ, that we die with him, we rise to him, and we celebrate this each and every day. We've been baptized into Christ. We are his. We have the promise. We have the certainty that we know that our Redeemer lives. Many times I have stood by a casket, singing the words, "I know that my Redeemer lives." And no matter what troubles had come into this person's life, no matter what their life was about, what was most important was for them to know the certainty and to be able to know the certainty that Jesus lives. Because he lives, we have life not only today, but we have life for eternity. To be able to speak those words with the faithful around a casket, "I know that my Redeemer lives." To be able to speak with Job, "I know, even when my skin is destroyed, I will in my flesh see God. I myself and not another." God has given us faith to be able to say the words of Job, "I know that my Redeemer lives." To know that we will see God on that last day and that Jesus will have the last word. Jesus makes it very clear to his disciples and to us, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I tell you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me where I am also." Jesus speaks to us each and every day. But he also calls us to minister. And even if someone does not say to us, "My life is like Job's," we know that there's trouble in this world that we live. There's tragedy. Think about Interstate in Illinois, I-55 this past week, the dust storm. Or this spring, the outbreak of RSV in schools. Or not long ago, we heard about a young pastor in Iowa who died, left behind his wife and congregation. It's always before us. So we need in our toolbox, our ministry toolbox, these words of Job. We need scripture, we need prayers, we need the Holy Spirit to work through us so that we can minister to others. There's one stanza of the hymn that we just sang in my toolbox, and I'd like you, if you don't have your hymnal, open your hymnal 461, and we're going to sing that verse 5 together. And I would encourage you to have this in your ministry toolbox as you encounter people with troubles. "He lives to silence all my fears. He lives to wipe away my tears. He lives to calm my troubled heart. He lives all blessings to impart." The blessings of Almighty God for us to know God's will, that he wants everyone to be saved. He wants everyone to know Jesus as their Redeemer and to use us to be able to share that good news. So I have an assignment for you today. I want you to imagine when you get home, there's a letter from a friend. And in this letter, the friend shares with you all that's been going on in their lives. I'll give you just a few bullets. Their wife or their spouse has cancer. There's a divorce going on in their family. There's a coworker with an addiction. They've done a house inspection and there's a crack in the foundation. In their church, the pastor has decided to resign, and there's conflict within the congregation. There's health issues, there's wealth issues. We could go on and on and on. So how are you going to respond to your friend? Remember Job. We pray. We adore you, O Christ, our Redeemer, and we bless you because by your holy cross, you have redeemed me and the world. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Redeemer, to life everlasting. Amen.